Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I thought under that fireworks tent, I would run into a lot of people like this man.
How do you feel about America this 4th of July?
I love it as much as I did since I was a boy.
But he was the only one talking patriotically, what I didn't expect to find.
This nice lady just bought some fireworks. How much did you spend?
$60.
$60. How do you feel about America this 4th of July?
You know what? It was really hard for me by being African American to, I'm not celebrating it. I'm just doing it.
Just spent $60.
I did, but it's not a celebration of me. That's just how I feel. But I want to make my kids happy.
And she wasn't the only one feeling like that.
To me, I really don't like celebrate the actual meaning of 4th of July. I just like them to have fun as far as like the fireworks, because I know they don't understand the detailed meaning, like they're 8 years old, 10 years old. And So your
feelings are, is it fair to say, mixed about America at this point?
Yeah.
I was getting depressed, and then somebody sent me a video of protesters trying to set up tents on St. Louis Mayor Lida Crewson's lawn. It was a daylight video from just the other day. Her husband, former Channel 5 newsman Mike Owens, comes outside to ask them to leave.
Get off my private property. This is private property.
You're right.
The protesters don't want to listen to him. They're banging pots and taking video of him right in his face, hoping to get him upset, but Owens kept his calm. A few days earlier, there was a clash at Art Hill near the statue of St. Louis that ended with shoving and punching and a man being beaten with a stick. This doesn't seem like America right before the 4th of July. I'm reminded that anybody can walk into a room and start an argument that gets everyone who was getting along fine 10 minutes ago yelling and hating each other. And maybe that's part of what's going on right now. In the lore of radical strategy, somebody once said, "The issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution." What does that mean? Maybe it's not just about George Floyd or about defunding the police or closing the workhouse or the sins of King Louis IX. Maybe for some, this 4th of July weekend is about getting us all hating each other. Because their real issue is the revolution. Happy 4th of July. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.